The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 9, beginning at the 35th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus went all about in the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles: first Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff, for laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace be upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave that house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of the household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My name is Reverend Dr. Greg Keel, assistant to the bishop for the southern region in Saskatchewan, in the Saskatchewan Synod. I say my name because we have some things to name in the gospel passage today in Matthew. I don't know if you're old enough, you may not remember this television series, depending on your age, The Friendly Giant. The Friendly Giant was a children's television series when I was young. The beginning of the show always started by the star of the show in a castle introducing himself, and then he would introduce the next character on the show and say, "Now, look up, way up," and introduce the puppet, Jerome the Giraffe. a giraffe being a wonderful companion for a giant. Then there was the scene of the chairs around a fireplace and the chimney, and the friendly giant would say hello to the listeners using a variety of children's names. Each week he would use different names. I watched and I waited, and I watched and I waited, week after week, for my name to be said. I wanted to hear my name and know that I was included and welcomed by the friendly giant. Then he would arrange chairs around the fireplace for people to sit, and then he would arrange the rocking chair, and my siblings and I would always try to be the first to say, "I get the rocking chair." In the Gospel of Matthew today, Jesus is sending the disciples out to the lost sheep of Israel to call them back into the sheepfold. He empowers them to be able to heal and cure every sickness and declares, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few," and ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. Jesus gives them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every sickness. The path that Jesus sends the disciples out on seems precarious, even treacherous and dangerous, uncertain and tentative. He even tells them to raise the dead. He is sending them out like sheep into the midst of wolves, and they will be dragged in front of governors and kings and councils and be flogged, and they will be hated. Now, with the price of gas being what it is today, that might sound like a really good staycation. The Gospel of Matthew ends by widening that circle by saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." Take a look at what is going on in the world today. There are wars and threats of wars, fighting over natural resources like oil and gas and rare earth and critical minerals, nuclear weapons and yellow cake uranium. It looks like a global crisis, and with all that going on, the good news is that as a disciple, you might not even be limited to a staycation this year. Out here in Saskatchewan, farmers can relate to the shortage of laborers. Farms are larger and there are fewer family farms and fewer people who know how to operate the new large equipment. We as a church can also relate to the fact that the laborers are few and becoming fewer. How do we respond? In the month of May, I attended a Sask Synod-wide Zoom meeting called Parlay, in which the presenters were from the Daughters of Africa and the African Descent Professional Associates. They shared the startling fact of widespread racism and hatred toward those of other cultures. They spoke of African descent youth who are taking their own lives because they see no hope and are widely rejected in the communities in which they are living. Hatred runs rampant, and so does the inability for employment, especially for women. For some reason, the color of their skin is an indicator for some employers to see a lack of education or professionalism. Dr. Christine Luanga showed a circle diagram that indicated that 99% of every human being on this planet shares that common DNA. The diagram shows only 1% of any kind of variation in human beings, and yet racism runs rampant. The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Movement in Canada is a similar organization that strives to raise awareness of young Indigenous girls and women that are being taken and put into human trafficking and eventually disappear. It seems they disappear like the blood that God is aware of when Cain kills Abel. So is God aware of this blood that soaks the earth. We need to do a lot of education of what is going on in our own country and around the world. Dr. Christine Luanga says that our human rights bill in Canada is 75 years old, and yet we are still struggling with the same issue. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Our church is not so small that it cannot still have a voice to cry out for justice and speak out against racism and world issues. Now, I always like to include some humor in sermons, so here it goes. And they're always puns, always. Why did it take so long for the construction worker to propose to his girlfriend? He was building up to it. And another one, why did the crane operator get promoted? He always lifted up the team. What was God building up to when he raised Christ from the dead? To break down the barriers, to lift up the team, to show us that there is hope, to encourage us and to proclaim the gospel. The gospel for today lists the names of the disciples, and I would like to call out some more names. I call out to Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Charlotte, Mia, Sophia, Isabella, Camilla, Eleanor, and Evelyn, Liam, Noah, Oliver, Theodore, Henry, James, Elijah, and Matteo, William, and Lucas, Violet, Elizabeth, Hazel, and Chloe, Benjamin, Jack, Levi, and Daniel. If I haven't called your name, shout it out now. Let it be known that you are called by name into the mission of the Church of Christ. When we are baptized, we are claimed and called children of God. So, children of God, go forth into the world with the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Look up, way up, and see what God is doing in the world and where we as Christians are being called to respond and proclaim the good news. For those who are in need of care, those who hunger, those who have no voice, those whose voice is not heard, those whose blood cries from the ground. There is no time to sit. Reach out, O people of God. Go into the harvest. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. The Spirit goes with you to proclaim wherever you go, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And so it says in our gospel today, when they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Remember this as you go. Remember this, and may the blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.